Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the conversation that you don't care about. Grab your blankets and cocoa and go to your safe spaces, you liberals, because we have freedom of speech here. And I'm going to say stuff that you may not like and you may like it. Who knows? That's why we have freedom of speech, so we can hear other opinions. Oh, well, see, we can't have that. I'll get into all, because there's a lot going on with Ann Coulter not being allowed to speak at Berkeley, and it is huge. Ted Cruz has the greatest plan ever to build the wall in Mexico. Just because Mexico ain't gonna, well, Mexico may not pay for the wall, but do we even need the wall now? Because what is the people crossing the border is like down like 1,000,000%. Also, Donald J. Trump's tax plan, it's good for everybody. Want to get into that? Barack Obama, gotta love that hypocrite. I want to get into his $400,000 speech for 1 hour from a Wall Street firm that he's like, oh, those fat cats on Wall Street. Going off on them, and he's going to take money from them. Wow. The Sanctuary City ban, I want to get into that, and something that Trump said today and many things. So, and what happened in the Derby, and some really great news for Man United. I want to get into that much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you should feel a part of. Okay, folks, here we go. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. That's the whole story. Here now is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey his commandments, for this is everyone's duty. Kind of think about that as you're going through your day to day. And welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And I really hope you do. I really hope you don't sit actively. I hope you look it up. Prove me wrong. Go forward with it. Take what I say and do something with it. Make something happen. Make something happen, folks. That's what this is all about. I love Ted Cruz. I really do. He is a genius. God bless that man. See, everybody's put on this earth for a reason. And there's a reason why Ted Cruz is put on this planet. Because he has the best idea ever. Because they recently confiscated $14 billion of drug money that was El Chapo's. And Ted Cruz goes, why don't we just build the wall using that money?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Makes sense to me. I mean, there you go. I mean, seriously. That's, well, I mean, what else are they going to do with that money? You can't blame it. You can't sit there and say, well, no, let's put it towards the wall. That way it's being used. Because one of my friends posted this thing like, Donald Trump's like first 100 days and how like, well, the wall wasn't, the Mexico ain't paying for the wall. We don't have a child with all this stuff. And I'm like, really? Okay, so and I almost posted and said, oh, Mexico's not paying for the wall. Since Trump's president, we don't need the damn wall, because guess what? The immigration is down tenfold. But don't worry, you got California. They're going to have a sanctuary city heaven, because they're going to, all these sanctuary cities are going to be like, oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want all those criminals. We want all those illegals. See, in California, being an illegal immigrant is not illegal. I just want to sit there and like become an illegal citizen and then just do all kinds of bank robberies and stuff. Man, you can't arrest me, man. I'm illegal, man. You have to harbor me. You have to harbor me because I'm illegal. You can't arrest me. Sir? He's right, man. He's robbed 70 banks for $150 billion. Sir, he's illegal. We have to let him go. There you go. I don't get it. All that crap. I don't remember. I can't tell you what Ronald Reagan's first 100 days were like, or Bill Clinton's, or George Bush's, or Obama. I don't know. I can tell you what happened in the first term. Is it good or bad? Because there's like mixed reactions with Trump's first 100 days. And I'm like, well, it's very simple. A liberal is never going to think he can. A true liberal is going to say Obama can't do anything right. He's never going to do anything right. A very Republican person is going to say Trump can do no wrong. And an American like me is going to be like, well, he's going to have some faults. He's not going to be perfect. There's things I'm going to like about him. There's things I'm not going to like about him. I'm going to be objective. Which you should be. You have all these. What is that lady? What's that lady on? What is it on like, that does that show on like TBS or whatever? Melissa, what's that lady? That blonde haired chick that's doing that like not correspondence dinner. Samantha Bee.
Yeah.
Yeah, Samantha Bee. She's doing like this is the not correspondence dinner. But this is what don't get me. There are people who have turned down the ability to go to the correspondence dinner. The left sits there. Oh, well, see, Trump's not allowing ABC and all these. No, they're not going to be there. They're not going to, you know, they're barred from the White House and this and that. Well, why don't you clean your act up? Maybe they'll let you in. Maybe if you real journalists and you report the truth and real news, maybe they would let you in instead of pandering your lies. I mean, CNN, you're not news. ESPN is even having to let go of 100 people. You used to watch ESPN and get the news. No, you didn't. You got the sports. I used to love Baseball Tonight. I used to love watching SportsCenter. Now it's like, now they sit there and they talk politics for a chunk of it. Now, I love Colin Cowherd. I love him. I love Cowherd. He's great. He talks about sports. And if he's going to go political, which he's very conservative, he relates it to the sport. He talks about, okay, this is what's going on in the NFL. And this is what's going on in like politics. And this is how they relate. He's not trying to push an agenda. He's not trying to sit there. You know, he makes it relate to what he's talking about. And he doesn't like overdo it. And he doesn't do it that often. It's not like, I mean, when you listen to Colin Cowherd, it's not like you're going, oh, here we go. I'm watching MSNBC again. No, you're hearing about sports, but every once in a while, he'll throw in a little bit. You know, you watch ESPN anymore. It's like, they'll go for like a 30-minute rant on something about like childbirth or, you know, about abortion or something. Well, I love it. Strike up a victory for the, you guessed it, the Sharia snowflakes. They got Ann Coulter to stop her speech because there were all kinds of violent, like, I guess there were major, they wouldn't get into the credible threats, but I guess the police department was getting all kinds of threats of violence. And doesn't that say something? Doesn't that say something? The people on the, if you're left, if you're on the left, if you're liberal, you should be outraged. You should say, hey, I don't really agree with Ann Coulter, because if someone on the left wouldn't agree 1% with her. I wouldn't agree with her at all, but you don't even hear, I don't agree with her at all, but she should be able to speak. What's going on with these bozo the clowns? But it's just showing the true side of the left. They had, Aaron Howland is an assistant professor at Colby College. And he was on Tucker Carlson. He's like, well, you know, that's what the right people want. That's what these conservatives want. They want you to sit there and deliberately and provocatively have speakers on campuses that, you know, are going to push an agenda. And they're not going to sit there and debate. They're not going to sit there and try to, okay, well, yeah, I understand what the liberal think. You know, they're not going to try to reason and try to, like, have, like, a healthy debate. You know, they're just going to come there and try to push their agenda. Because I'm a conservative. I'm Ann Coulter. This is what I want you to believe. I don't care. Wait a minute here. All we want is to get these conservatives on campus that are only going to push one view and not be open-minded to the views of other people? Really? And you people on the left are the ones that are threatening violence if she even speaks? And you're going to tell me that we're trying to push a one-sided agenda when you won't even let our people speak? But if you have a white supremacist, neo-Nazi, socialist, loving liberal come to that campus, let me tell you something, you'd be praising them. You'd be praising that person. Liberals are the type of people that want you to be tolerant, but only to their views. If you don't support what they support, F you. Oh, we're tolerant. We're tolerant of anyone that supports our viewpoint. If you don't support our viewpoint, Lord help you. But they're tolerant. What did Donald Trump tweet today? He tweeted a thing about how liberals, where was this? This is hilarious, because what was it like? We're going back to back in the day, folks. We're going to go back in the Wayback Machine. We're going to go in the Wayback Machine with Mr. Peabody and Sherman. Because we're going back to a time, oh yeah, it was in the 90s, when all these liberals supported the border security, and Bill Clinton wanted to put up a wall. Now that Bill Clinton wanted to put up a wall and I'll do all this stuff, now all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, no. Now, because they're getting tons of votes from illegals, they want that wall. They don't want that wall now. Liberals don't want that wall. But they did in the 90s, just like Hillary Clinton. She didn't support gay marriage at all until she needed their votes. And she was jumping all over that. Democrats used to support border security until they want illegals to pour in throughout our borders. Now they're against it because they're for votes. Just do your homework, liberals. Now that illegals equal votes, they want every illegal they can get across that border. They didn't give two craps about gays and lesbians until it was their vote. Now that they need the vote, oh yeah, I support gay marriage. I don't care what you, I support gender blenders. I think you should be able to walk around naked with whatever. I don't care. You know, you should be able to use any bathroom you want to. You know, we're going to have like the male, female, and the cuckoo bird bathroom. As long as I get your vote, I really don't care about you. I hate you. I think gays should be killed, but you know, as long as you get my vote. Oh, the mic was hot. Then they don't know what to say. Behind the camera, they hate you, but in front of the camera, they're like, oh, we love gay people. Oh, yeah, illegals, we love you. As long as you vote for me. If you don't vote for me, go to hell. If the illegals weren't going to vote for them, they wouldn't want that. They want that wall built so fast. They would take their money out of their own pockets and build the wall. If they weren't going to get the votes. But since they're going to get votes from illegals, oh, come on in here. I love how all these people used to give me crap because I didn't want to. I'm a Christian, and I don't want these refugees in here. And now you find out that when you interview these refugees, they don't want to be here. What a concept. My parents' house caught on fire from lightning hitting it. Do you think, even if my parents' room had a hot tub and James Brown was in it every day, and the hot tub, whoo, gonna get some, they would still want to be in their own house. They would still want to be in their own house. It didn't matter how good the pool is at the Homewood Suites. They wouldn't care what kind of meals they got. They would want to be in their own home, in their own place. These refugees don't want to be here. They want to be where they want to be in their own home. They want someone to help them be in their own place. Oh, but I'm anti-Christian because I don't want these refugees here. No, I want to help make them have a place that they can go to that's their own, in their own country. That's what I want. Yeah, I was wondering if I'd ever be able to get that James Brown Silent Life hot tub thing in there, and I finally figured out a way to do it. Oh, Lord. The producer's like, Lord, help that man. But hey, we've been married year and 10 months. So there you go. It's because Valentine's Day is every day. My wife works 59 jobs, and she kind of feels bad that she doesn't do enough for me. She doesn't like clean the house or whatever, but I love her for who she is and what she does. She does a lot of stuff for me, you know, because I got to be Mr. Mom, and I clean the house up a little bit when I can and do the laundry. That's what I do for her working 49 jobs. She's amazing, you know, and that's what a relationship is, give and take. That's what, you know, I see so many people like, I have a problem in my relationship. I went, because I had people at work that go, man, I wish I had someone that got me flowers and stuff like that. And I'm like, it's just what I do because I love her. And how hard is it, you know? I do stuff like that while I still can. Because you never know when it's going to be my last day or her last day. And I want to tell her I love her now while I can. You never know when North Korea is going to attack us. They may not, but you never know. A whopping 53% say we need to do something and 39% opposed doing anything. But that's the problem. We haven't done anything. This North Korea has been threatening us when Obama was president. But this is great. This is not the U.S. China, I think it's Russia and Japan, if I remember correctly, it's Russia and Japan have said, you know, you better cool your jets or else we're going to get involved. And that has nothing to do with the U.S. That's those two countries saying, hey, you know, that's that whole country saying that, saying, hey, you want to mess with us? You want to keep this little thing up? We're not ready. We're ready to. How many allies does North Korea have? Very little. They're not going to survive. They don't think, and that's the thing. They don't, that's another problem. They don't think they need any. Well, they do need somebody, and they don't got nobody. Speak now while you can. Speak your mind while you can. Before the whole world becomes Berkeley. See, what I would do is I'd just sit there and I'd say, I'm a liberal, and I'd get up there and I'd just speak conservative. I'd be sitting there with like a pro-Hillary t-shirt on there and saying, I hate Mexicans, and, you know, I'm for the border wall. I'm say support Trump in every way, but have like a Hillary shirt on. Then by the time you up there speaking, it's too late. They won't be able to stop you. Speak while you can, because you ain't going to have that opportunity. At least the left's going to try to take that away, but it ain't going to happen. All they're doing is hurting themselves. That's all they're doing. This is hilarious because Maxine Waters, yeah, this is how bad our nation's getting. Maxine Waters pays daughter $750,000 to send out mailers, then slams Ivanka Trump for unpaid job as dad's assistant. I mean, this whole place is falling apart. I would love to I'd love to sit there and send out mailers. Here's this $750,000. And I've seen that happen before. I know a librarian that makes six figures. And that's like a minimum wage job just because of who her dad is. It's ridiculous. Oh, it's okay for me to do this, but you can't do it. It's like they go after Ivanka for all this crap, but then, Michelle Obama should be paid. I should be getting a paycheck as the first lady. Oh, I know. They supported Michelle Obama being able to get paid as a first lady, but if Melania Trump was to get paid, see, but then if she was getting paid, they'd be like, well, see, Trump's a billionaire and she's going to accept that money. They'd be going off the chain. They'd be going ballistic if Melania Trump was to get paid. But, oh, it's okay for Barack Obama. You know, he's in the White House. Michelle Obama should get paid. She should be getting paid as first lady. But if it was Melania Trump in there, Lord help you, it'd be a totally different tune. It would be. It just drives me nuts. Well, Michelle Obama should be getting like $500 million, but, you know, I mean, Melania Trump, uh-uh. See, I support Trump. He's a billionaire. His buddies are billionaires. You can't buy them off. You can't pay them off. They've already got more money than they know what to do with. Look at Trump's tax reform. It shows that it's going to get a 3% gain in this economy and get it going, because we've had like a 1.8% gain at max, at best, in the last like 8 or 9 years. They're going to cut the tax code. They're going to make it so that small businesses and corporations would both have their taxes dropped to 15%, period. From 39.6% and 35%, down to just 15% for both of them. These benefits are going to benefit all Americans. They're benefits that are not designed to be a tax cut only for the wealthy. If you got a little mom and pop shop, you're going to get benefits. Just like a big corporation is going to get benefits. But here's my point, though. It's going to be great for everything. And the liberals don't know what to kind of do, really, because it doesn't, the tax plan as it sits, there's nothing in it that singles out benefits only for like the rich. It benefits the small guy too. It's going to, you shouldn't have to have a 75,000 page encyclopedia book to try to do your taxes. You shouldn't have to have that. And we need, and Trump wants to simplify so we don't have that crap. So here's your plan. It's going to be simple. Everyone's going to benefit. That way they can't try to say, well, this is only for his corporate fat cats. They can't say anything now. They don't know what to do. But hey, that's Trump for you. Looking after you, not just his billionaire fat cats as the liberals try to think that's all he's doing. Because that's not the case. That's not the case. I think he's going to do some tax cuts like Reagan did in 86. And it's going to stimulate growth. And what they're going to try to do is try to get these loopholes out of there so that companies don't sit there, well, here's the tax cuts. I'm going to figure out all these loopholes so that I can use them to my advantage. And then it's sort of like a crab with mollusks attached to it. It has this and has this and has all these barnacles attaching, and then it's worthless. You know, they want to make it so that when you have this tax cut, there are no little loopholes, so that before you know it, everyone figures out these loopholes, and then the tax benefits are worthless. But hey, it's just from the outlines, which are like a basic blueprint, they look good. So I'm excited. And I love this because I think it was Wednesday or Tuesday, Trump talked about how the Ninth Circuit Court, CUN Supreme Court, he's actually looking up possibly, and people support this, breaking up the Ninth Circuit Court. I've had friends that have, that are lawyers that said, you can't do that. You have people that basically have, in the past, congressmen, senators, presidents that have said, hey, we need to put a travel ban and restrict people from this country coming in here for a while. And that's been fine. Trump goes to do it, and a court strikes down that law. You can't do that. They don't know how they're getting away with it. But they, like the sanctuary city thing, when Trump takes and cuts funding to sanctuary cities, of course, another one of Obama's lawyers is like, yep, they strike it down. And Trump's like, well, see your court, buddy, because that ain't going to last. It ain't going to last. Got about 29 minutes or so left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in where we are around the world, because that's kind of how it gets effect. That's the stuff we're dealing with here affects everybody. You know, what did England do a couple years ago? What did England do? They said, you know, the Queen said, well, if the English people and the British people are doing without, so shall we. And they cut back on their fancy parties and all this stuff. But that's kind of what's going on here. Trump. Yeah, it's like 100 degrees in the studio and my wife's freezing cold. So, but I understand that, though.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, he is my God, too. But, yeah. But that's where we're at, folks. I love that people would support him breaking up the Ninth Circuit, because I call it the Ninth Circus Court, because that's what it is, because it's a joke. What it is, you know, 90% of what they pass ends up getting struck down when it goes to like the Supreme Court or whatever. So that's just how it goes, folks. I'm about ready to go live on Facebook. So anyone that's my friend on Facebook, you're going to be seeing me going live here. So, okay. We're going live on Facebook. And I want to thank everyone, all my Facebook friends that are out there. Thank you all for tuning in live on Facebook and everyone else to the conversation from England to France to Alaska. Thank you for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And as I've been talking about the tax code and the Ninth Circuit Court, I call it the circus court because it's a joke. And it's nice to see finally a president saying enough's enough. Every other president, if they've had a travel ban, it's passed and no one said anything about it. But Trump doesn't. How dare he? We need to strike it down. I guarantee you if Obama took a sanctuary city and he put a cut to their funding and took their funding away for them having a sanctuary city, people would have praised him for doing it. But Trump does it, and how dare he? California has a Obama judge that rules against that. Oh, that's you can't do that. You can't take away funding. Oh, so we just have to accept the fact that you're going to harbor illegal criminals. And I just want to become illegal. That way I can go to California and I can rob like bank after bank after bank. And then when they arrest me, you can't arrest me, man. I'm illegal, man. You got to harbor me. You got to protect me. Because when ICE comes, you got to protect me. Because they can't do anything to me. So that's what's going on. That's what I love. We actually have a president that actually gives a crap about this country and gives a crap about you. He can't be bought. He can't be bought. He's a billionaire. He has really no allies. I mean, now, like, everyone thought that they could shut up Bill O'Reilly. Nah. His podcast the other night was so huge that the server went down on his website. They're going to try to shut him down. Now they're saying that there's all this discrimination, that 13 people are supposedly filing lawsuits against discrimination because of their color and all this stuff. I'm like, well, wasn't it Fox News who said to Juan Williams, because you got let go from NPR for saying some things that they didn't agree with, you always got a job here. Welcome, my friend. They didn't have a problem with Juan Williams. Now all these, it's just another ruse. Bill O'Reilly's even said that in due time, the truth about me being fired is going to come out and has nothing to do with sexual assault or any of that crap. But don't worry. Don't worry. It's this hypocrisy government that's going on. Like I said early in the program, you know, at Berkeley, you could have a white supremacist, neo-Nazi, socialist, liberal, and they would praise him. Oh, speak all you want. Don't worry. We'll throw out the red carpet. You want Cristal champagne? We'll bring you 75 bottles. A conservative comes up there and, oh, we're going to burn buildings. We're going to shoot people. We're going to have violence. If you allow her to speak, how dare you have someone. See, I'm a tolerant liberal. I can't have someone speaking at my campus that is going to only push one opinion. But I won't allow her opinion to even be shared because I'm a tolerant liberal. It makes no effing sense. it's nice to see that we got a tax reform agenda coming forth from Trump that's going to help everyone, not just the billionaires and millionaires. It's going to help the small businesses. So maybe if I want to open up a small business, I can. And I know I'm going to get the same benefit as a big corporation. Ain't that a nice blessing to hear as an American taxpayer? That's what I'm loving about Trump. He's doing what's best for this country. Not many people have done it. I mean, Ann Coulter was on Fox News, I think it was last night, and she was like, you know, when is the GOP going to win now? When are they going to get off their butts? Why isn't anyone standing up with her about the Berkeley and saying, wait a minute, where is the GOP in D.C. saying bullcrap? If we have to get Marines, whatever, see, they would have anyone speak there. Oh, we can't protect her. That's bullcrap. That's bullcrap. We can't protect her. No. You just don't want to have someone else. You're just a tolerant liberal that doesn't want to hear any other viewpoint other than your own because you're tolerant. That's all it is. When is the GOP going to say, no? That's why I like Trump. I don't necessarily agree how he's doing it, but it's like, okay, we're going to get this Keystone Pipeline built because I'm passing it. We need to get this done. We need to rely on our oil instead of oil from countries that hate us. We're going to build this wall. It needs to be done. El Chapo, they got $14 billion. Yeah, that was drug money coming in and out of the U.S. $14 billion. There's your wall right there, folks. But, oh, we can't have that. We can't do that. We can't. Yeah. Liberals don't want to build a wall now, but they did in 1990. Now that illegals are their vote, they want it. Now that lesbians and gays are their vote, now they support the people. Why don't you go with someone like and support Trump, who is someone that said the same tone from day one? You go back to 1986 on Larry King Live, and I said this many times. He is saying the same thing now that he said then. He hasn't changed his tone ever. Hillary Clinton changes her tone every 5 minutes. So does Maxine Waters. So does Nancy Pelosi. So does some of these Democrats and some of these Republicans. Donald Trump is someone that, like, this is what I said from day one. We need to quit spending money and give money to people that want to kill us and bring that money back here. What a concept. We have people that go and die for our country, but let's give them the worst health care ever. Like I've said for years, why don't we give the military and the vets the same benefits that the congressmen and senators get, and give the congressmen and senators the VA benefits and see how quickly things change. You know, you go to die for a country to give us freedom, and, oh, we're just going to crap on you. It's just ridiculous. It's nice to see that Americans are waking up. Because I mean, but then you have this liberal left that's like, well, I mean, it's really mixed about Obama's first 100 days. No, it wasn't. Obama did great things in his first 100 days, but Trump and his, Obama didn't do anything in 8 years, let alone in 100 days. And I couldn't tell you what he did in his first 100 days. I couldn't tell you what George Bush did or Ronald Reagan did. I can tell you, in their first 4 years, was the country better or worse with Reagan?
Better.
I know so many people that said they did vacations and stuff every year when Reagan was in office. And when he left, it started to go down. The reason why is he had some great tax cuts. But what happened is they found loopholes in these tax cuts. So, anyways, I'm going to get back to the conversation on the air. to all you from Facebook, good night and God bless. Goodbye. But as we talk about it, Reagan, there were loopholes in that tax code. And people took advantage of it. And they're like the crab with the barnacles. You can have a great crab, but if it's got barnacles, it could be the best tasting crab meat. But if it's got barnacles, you can't sell it. The cannery won't take it. But hey, that's where we're at. And that's what in 86 there were a bunch of tax loopholes that people, you know, and they figured out how to bypass this stuff. They figured out how to bypass this stuff. Now, Trump is like, okay, yeah, we're going to do this tax reform and these tax cuts, but we're going to try to figure out how to eliminate the loopholes. Because this has got to be fair for everyone. Just because got tax attorneys and I got tax people and I got all this stuff and they can help me find all these ways to cut corners. No. I may have that, but this guy that's a little guy, he don't have that. He don't have the ability to have all that stuff. He don't know all the loopholes. Since it was just tax time, I'm talking a lot about the tax reform because it's big. It's huge. And it's nice to see some good coming out of this. And there's a bunch of people on the left supporting this because it's a good thing. A lot of the issues Trump is dealing with have nothing to do with a left view or a right view. It's what has to be done for this nation. It's what's good, it's good. It needs to, a lot of the things he's trying to fight are not negative or positive. If they are negative or positive, it's not, well, left or right. It's what's best for this nation. All these liberals back in the 90s supported the wall. And they supported the wall for the same reasons why Trump wants to build it now. Because the illegals cost billions of dollars. They take jobs from Americans. But guess what, folks? Now that Trump wants to build a wall, and then someone on the right, that's wrong. It's called Trump has had the same agenda, the same belief system. He said the same things for many, 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 many years going back to the 80s. That's why I trust Trump, because he's not changing his tone just to get votes. This is what needs to be done to make this restaurant work, or this business, or whatever. Take it or leave it. If you don't agree with me, that's fine, but you know what? My plan is what made Applebee's Applebee's. It's what made Wendy's Wendy's. You want to use the plan that made this restaurant fail. Shoney's, you want me to use the strategy that Shoney's used, and they went under. I want to use the plan that Chick-fil-A is using, because it's the number one grossing fried chicken or chicken type fast food restaurant chain in the U.S. You may not want to do what I'm doing. You may not understand, but I'm a successful businessman. This is what's going to work. This is what's going to make our country better. Get over yourself. You want to make America better or not? It's up to you, folks. You want to help people or don't you? You can either be there. You can either be that generation that stands out there. Where's my free stuff? Where's my money? Or you can say, hey, look, these people don't have a place to live. These vets don't have a place to live. Let's go to Lowe's. Let's see if they'll donate some lumber. Let's go here. See if they'll give us some nails. Let's see if we can help them out and build them a place. Let's come together as a nation. Let's do this as a nation. Let's help each other as a nation. Why not, instead of trying to sell your old baby stuff, hey, this family could really use it. Let's bless them with this stuff that we can't use. Nope, man, this is a Generation 4 Tyco baby crib stroller. This thing is these things, when we bought this, it was about $500. So, yeah, we want like $400, so.
Mike Pence, the vice president, has a question. How could Obama withhold federal funds from states refusing transgender bathrooms, but Trump can't withhold funds from sanctuary cities? How was that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Just in case you didn't catch that, Obama was going to hold federal funding. He did. From places that were going to not support that transgender bathroom. But we can't do it with the sanctuary cities. Wow. That's the hypocrisy of this nation, folks. Oh, no, that's great. That's my producer, by the way, folks. But like Krauthammer said, this new tax code is going to clear away a lot of the loopholes and stuff that have been there. Isn't that interesting? Because that's what they say. Oh, Trump's just going to do all this stuff to help his billionaire buddies. What do you mean, help your billionaire buddies? George Soros don't need billions of dollars. He's got money. He won't ever have to worry about wondering where a dime comes from for the rest of his life. He could live for another 20 years and never have to worry about money. Trump won't have to do the same thing. He won't have to worry about money, but whatever. That's just how it goes. And it's nice to see, as I wrap this up, that we have someone that's on our side for a change. Like I said, well, I voted for Trump. We're going to give him a chance. Let's see what he does. If he does good, we'll praise him. If he doesn't, well, at least we tried. At least we tried someone outside the box. But that's how this thing goes. That's how this cookie crumbles. It's nice to know that we got a president that when he leaves office, will not be, oh, yeah, I need $500 million for speaking for 1 hour. What could Obama really say in 1 hour that's worth $400,000? What could anyone possibly say in 1 hour that's worth $400,000 unless they've got like the secret to life? But that's in the Bible, so hey. Enough about that, folks. Ann Coulter, it's nice to have someone that actually says what a lot of us have said for so long, you know, that, hey, when's the GOP going to get a backbone? We got Donald Trump. Maybe we don't need a backbone. If you're not going to, you know. And people are going to, people I think are really, really, really starting to wake up to say, hey, we don't, I mean, look at how big O'Reilly's show and his podcast is. I could honestly see it getting bigger than it was on Fox News. And he's on his own. Got about 7 minutes left in the program, folks, and I'm going to get into some Premier League action, folks, and the derby today between Manchester United and City. Yeah, I think it's because, I'm not sure about this, if anyone in Britain might know this, please chime in. Because I used to be able to get on the, I have like TuneIn Radio and I have Talk Sport, and I used to be able to listen to the games all the time, and now they're, you know, right before the game's about to start, it comes on. Sorry, the game you're about to hear has been blocked in your area due to rights restrictions. And I'm thinking it's because now that it's on air on TV, that they air a lot of these games now on TV more than they ever have, that's why they're blacked out, because since you can watch them on TV, but there's like nowhere to listen. Like if I'm at work, which a lot of these games are on TV when I'm at work, you have no way to listen to them on the radio. And it's kind of frustrating. So, but it was a 0-0 draw, which is kind of disappointing. I mean, from what I read a lot of the comments, because they kind of have like commentary about what's happened at the different times. So I was reading the commentary, and so they were very evenly matched. I expected it to be a dog fight, which it was. I thought it might be like a 1-1 draw, not 0-0. But nonetheless, we're 1 point behind City. And I think we can easily get to, I honestly think we don't need the Europa League to get into the Champions League, but I think we'll win the Europa League. But I think we can easily get into fourth or third place by the time the end of the Premier League season's over. And so I think it's going to be really exciting. And I love it because a lot of Real Madrid people and fans, I've been reading their comments and they're like, why would he ever want to leave? Because James Rodriguez has shown massive interest in wanting to come to United. And he's trying to get dual citizenship to help him push a move to Old Trafford. And the Real Madrid midfielder, I can't wait. Because if we can get him, because he wants to be here, and we've tried to get him before but didn't work out, he is amazing. It's going to be a great addition to the team. Jose Mourinho understands him, knows him. I'm getting excited. And it's not even the transfer window yet. We're not even in the transfer window, you know, but it's just amazing, you know. So I can't wait. I'm still excited to see where we end up in the end of the season and how the Europa League goes. And I can't wait for us to be back into the Champions League next year. I honestly think we might be taking on Lyon in the Europa League final. So we'll have to wait and see how that goes. You know, got about 4 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, and wherever you are around the world, it's just nice to have you. And I hope that you take some of the things that I talk about and apply them to where you live. You know, and just know that just because you live in France or you live in England doesn't mean you don't deal with some of the same issues we do. So one thing I've been trying to look into is when I have time is like Arsenal gonna, what are they gonna do with Austin Wenger and stuff like that? And will they keep him? So I'm going to be looking into that, and for Tuesday I'll have an update on that. So I think, and I've said this for a long time, if they've already planned to get rid of him, great, because I think they should have. He hasn't done much, and it's time for them to get a new fresh face in there to revive that club and that team and get them invigorated. Because they need a jump start. You know, they have an old battery. Not that Austin Wenger is a bad manager. It's just been around there for a while. They need to get someone new in there with some new ideas and some. And I think, you know, you take and they got Pepe Guardiola and you got some of these new managers and Jose Mourinho. I'm not a big fan of Jose, but he's my manager and I'm going to stand behind him as long as we get him, as long as we have him. You know, and when he does good, I'll praise him. When he does bad, I'll be like, boo. I'm like, what are you thinking? Why are you doing this? You know, but then again, see, I'm not a Premier League manager. I'm not a million pound Premier League manager making big decisions. So I'm not trying to say that I know what's best for United or what's best for Arsenal. These are just my opinions, you know. But I'm excited for the transfer window to see, because it looks like De Gea is more than likely gone. Who are we going to get to replace him? So it's going to be, I'm excited. I can't wait. Yeah, I know. But then he wants to go back. I know. I understand he wants to go back home. And I just hope if we get James Rodriguez, you know, I'll be excited for that. And it'd be cool to see him if he goes on and does any of the summer tour matches with United and stuff, because I actually signed up for something to where if you win, you get to go see United and I think Real Madrid playing like San Jose, and you get a flight and everything out there, so that'd be kind of neat. But time to do that because I'm so busy and all that. But yeah, I'd make sure me and my wife went. If my wife couldn't go, I wouldn't go. But that's because I love her and I want her to enjoy my life with me. And it's not about me, it's about us. And that's what this conversation is, not just about me, it's about us, about a nation and a world, and about working together. North Korea is not going to stop on its own. We need to come together as a world and wake them up. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation that you're a part of. And with the firm reliance and the protection of the divine to each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.